Late last week, Treasury Secretary Snow spoke out to downplay the risk of deflation. The move follows a signal from the Federal Reserve that it's closely watching whether the inflation rate drops too low. Cheaper prices for consumers might not sound bad, but if prices on too many things drop, an economy can enter a deflationary downward spiral. Companies can't make money, so they reduce salaries, fire workers, and some go bankrupt. Then people have less money, so prices fall further, and so on. That's what happened during the Great Depression. But NPR's Chris Arnold reports the odds are now against that happening.
Most economists say it's a good thing for the Federal Reserve to be concerned about deflation because it would be such an economic horror show that it's worth guarding against it. But all you have to do is look around to realize that prices overall are not going down right now.
Half a ham, half a turkey.
Yes, please.
In Boston, Ray Fernandez says prices he pays are not falling on the deli items, laundry detergent, coffee filters, and various products in his corner store, and some prices have been going up.
Cigarettes are one of the main prices that are going up. Frozen food are actually on the rise. Every couple of weeks, you got to be on the lookout because the prices are 10, 15 cents higher than they were when you ordered a month ago.
When it comes to insurance on his neighborhood market, the cost has been rising a lot more than that. Fernandez says the price of insurance has been putting a squeeze on his family business here.
Insurance, unfortunately, for those of us that are self-employed, are going up every quarter. I mean, it's a 10, 15% increase every other year. I mean, I can remember when it was $300 for the entire year. Now we're talking $1,500, $1,800.
On the other hand, this little neighborhood market has two computerized cash registers with color monitors and an inventory tracking system. Fernandez says that's a huge help in running the business. So this kind of technology has been dropping in price to the point where even very small businesses can afford it. And around the country, enough products have been flat or falling in price that the annual inflation rate has been pulled down to just 1.7%, the lowest level in 40 years. Bill Cheney is chief economist at John Hancock Financial Services.
Anything remotely connected to technology, the prices have been going steadily down over actually a period of years. Most goods that you would think about buying in a discount store, clothing, toys, electronics, kitchen equipment, those things are surprisingly competitive and cheap these days. The trend in those is down in a lot of cases.
In an age of danger alerts, you might say these falling prices have set off a modest stage yellow deflation warning at the Fed, but Cheney says the danger is pretty remote.
I think deflation is extremely unlikely. I will be surprised to see a serious problem of deflation in my lifetime.
Cheney says that's in part simply because we have a vigilant Federal Reserve that can take steps to avoid deflation, like cutting interest rates. Although some economists point out that rates have been cut so much already that there's not a whole lot of room to cut them further. But Cheney says, more importantly, the U.S. is becoming ever more a service-based economy. And he says costs for most services are rising, whether it's hiring an electrician, getting a haircut, or paying for college. All that's getting more expensive. Back at his market, Ray Fernandez says he really wants to provide health insurance because half of his employees are family members, but it's getting harder.
Right now, as it stands, I'm not able to make payments completely on the premium every month because of the fact that prices keep rising.
So the bigger concern for most Americans is much more likely to be not deflation, but rather rising prices in some key areas such as healthcare and education. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.